Right, so when this was, I'm pretty sure it's what we just talked about last time. So sometimes one can be kaveh a vest from a
actually,
mind that's got
one. In the middle of Chof Tes.
Yeah, Chof Tes.
No, we're in the middle, I don't think we finished.
We did Chof Tes. We definitely started Chof Tes.
Oh,
we were saying Chof Tes is a fairly common situation that people don't have. Right, so Rosa, Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar. She sees on the 2nd of Nisan and the 2nd of Iyar. And then she sees on Aleph Sivan. And the Ria obviously got extended into Beis Sivan. Right? So she saw 2-2 and 1-2 on three consecutive ones. Yeshayim shekava vest lebeis l'chaydash. So there are those that say that she's a geveya vest for the second day of the month. Kivan shirasa shalish parma beis l'chaydash. Since Lamaisa she saw three times in the second day of the month. Right, now this goes against everything that we learned.
This is
not a kasha.
If this is the question, then why don't you say the same thing for Gimel and Dalet? Because they're inevitably being seen on those days also.
No, but the first two
have to start on that day.
Why is it starting?
That
would be the kasha. Normally, we know by vessels goes after the first day, and that's it.
Right.
All of a sudden, here
he's saying that, but the first two still have to.
You said something hold that way.
Only the third one is.
You said something hold that way. That it's on all day that you see.
What do you mean? Yeah, there is a sheet that holds all the days.
5 days.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're
why
is it
on the first day? Why are you
special
that?
Because we go bust to the Haskalah Sariah, that's what.
Don't we have some kind of concept where a woman should be tahar more than Tameh during one? I'm saying if you hold all the days,
we'll
you're making her... You
know,
I don't know, you're mine. Yeah, I made it up. But
okay.
I'm saying, no, it's not logical. It's not logical that the woman's tummy 27 out of the 30 days out of the month.
Which, Laniya's daiti, I don't think the Rabban Shalom meant that a woman should be tummy 2 weeks out of every month either.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't think that was...
So we're in agreement.
I don't think so either.
I mean, obviously it was, because that's the way the halacha ended up.
But I'm saying this man
d'amar.
No, but this man d'amar. This man d'amar is saying that the woman could plausibly be more days tameh out of the month than she's tameh.
Right.
This would be yeshayim.
Why?
Because he's saying why not?
No, he doesn't hold that. He holds only in this case when it's the first day, and then whatever.
So why just days? Gimel, Dalet.
No, but.
If you're going to extend it, take the whole week.
No, just the first scene.
Basically,
this sheet is saying that the Ikkar was Beis.
Right.
Since the first 2 months, she's on Beis. So the third month, she's
her
on Aleph. So it started a little early. She's got a little head start.
So how do you write that whole vessel? Gimel, and then Aleph?
No.
Aleph,
Beis,
Gimel.
Then Aleph,
Beis,
Gimel. Okay.
That what?
If it's Gimel,
or Beis,
and then the third month it's Aleph.
No, then
but
she
still saw Gimel
because
it was a 3 day.
No,
right?
Going
so you're saying then in his case she would have
one second. Let's get something clear. In this case,
she would have a vestibule.
No, in this case, if you would call like this
work?
Sheet, you're actually more Mekel.
Why?
Because you only have to separate the next month on Beis, not Aleph.
Right. Oh, yeah. You don't, according to that sheet that says you have to do two, you don't do two there?
No.
Aleph and Beis?
Well, that's one sheet that would hold. There's one sheet that would hold it.
That's the and then you also have to do the
Aleph. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yet.
Hold on. With, if
three
the
times,
fourth month...
Beis, Aleph, Beis.
With, no, Aleph, it was Beis, Aleph, Beis. Aleph, Beis is the same month.
One thing. Right. According to
right.
this, according to this month number...
Because it started on Aleph.
Let's say... Nobody's
saying the third one...
You can't have both. You can't have it also
according to this
month
number, the fourth month, she sees Aleph again.
That's the whole point of this.
What happened?
That's a chiddush here.
No.
There would be another sheet that would hold. You have to keep Beis and Aleph, but not because Beis is kavua.
Well, yes, it would be.
There's a sheet that holds it until you pass. Right, we discussed.
Yeah.
So you pass the Chodesh day, you have to keep that day.
No, but if it's Beis, Aleph, Beis.
That's not clear.
It's not clear.
Meaning what you pass the date, you need to have the cycle before
then it becomes
the date.
Day. Plus you see that,
that
holds the end
so you pass that date.
No, I don't think so. You're saying the clear woof of base, and then olive drops away.
Fine, but then you just said there's a sheet that says
that's
you
a different
olive. So I'm saying on that different sheet, though, it would be olive and base, and that base would be kavua on those three bases. So you have a kavua
right.
base. And you have an olive.
You have to double.
No,
that's
it's
what
double.
I was saying. It's a double.
Yeah, bays, bays.
Then you also have the bays.
Until
the
no, you have bays, bays,
and then the olive.
And then the olive bays.
So you, he's using this bays as a kvias, but you
but
also he, have
the
olive bays.
That wouldn't hold that you kvei a bays. That.
So then what's that sheet? What's that sheet? The olive bays.
It has to be machmer for bays because it was not necker, but I don't think that sheet would hold it cool. Yeah, so that's what that sheet does. The dafkim shteya riyus harishonah so yimim ayin sofim.
Is this my number holding bathroom in halacha or physiology?
This is a halacha.
He's saying that the woman, he's saying that halacha was considered a bays as the day, or he's saying that really bays was her day. And Aleph was just whatever.
Bays was the day and she just started a little early.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He's not being machalachi. He's saying physically.
They go hand in hand. These halachas are based.
Yeah,
on
okay,
how
good
the body
works.
Saying,
okay.
That's one of the things I heard on your Rav Dovid Cohen. He went through trying to match up science with this fascinating shit.
Oh, that
trying
was
to match up science with Torah. And he said, halacha goes with the five senses, and that's it.
Right.
It doesn't go with what could be. He says, yeah, it could very well be that the sun is really up before we see it, before that. He said, okay, it goes by what you see. Right? Just like a bug that you can't see, it doesn't exist. Oh,
what do you consider
science may prove that there's 1,000 bugs there.
No, well, microscope.
Doesn't work. No,
it reminds you of the truth about yogurt.
Yeah, so then all those things with the whole bugs and then you don't see that with your
yes,
eyes.
You do.
They said that you could, that there are people who saw that.
Right. I saw them.
You have to be a buggy though, no?
A buggy?
A buggy.
So that's what much of the truth about yogurt.
In the water? In the water? Where do you see bugs?
You could see bugs
yeah?
in the water.
No,
they're
not
bugs,
they're cooked
bugs. It has to be that a buggy can
they're
see it. Not like if I can't see it, that doesn't mean that it's
there.
Someone who knows what they're looking for.
So why do they use microscopes?
Same thing with a mara. Same thing with a mara. If you can't see the blood, then it doesn't exist.
So then why do they have those?
May prove
why
that
those fluorescent?
The
why do they have those fluorescent lamp things?
No. What?
Why do they have those fluorescent lamp things? Without the fluorescent lamp, you don't see it. So good.
But a fluorescent lamp is there. You just can't see it.
Right.
You just can't see it, but it's there. How do you know?
Wait.
You're just not looking in the right light because the bug
that's
is the same color
the
as the lettuce.
Why is it
the
bug?
The Mishabura is by
you're using
by
artificial.
So you have to get a mumsa to check the lettuce.
Now what about
science.
What
you're using artificial
like an with the microscope. Then,
yeah.
Then you
and
should
and
put
it's really there.
You're not looking at an Esther with a microscope.
Why not? Based on that, what you're saying with the needle.
It's there.
The hole. You just can't see it.
It's there.
It's not in the right lighting.
It's
awesome. With an Esther, it's interesting. It's a machleik. So we keep it again. The chazanish is machleik. We keep it again. Like the two psulim with an Esther. This chaser. And then there's something missing, and then there's hider.
Mulator.
Right? So hider is clear. If you can't see the black dot to the naked eye, even more so, if you can't see it at arm's length,
then it's
no problem. But if you have a hold, if it's chaser, so chaser is shot that it's missing something. So you don't have to see that. So even if you find that with a microscope, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. They turn yellow, by the way. The dot went away. On the esrog. The esrog turned yellow by sugar time.
It went away. Usually it works like that. It's probably dirt. Anyway.
Yeah.
The dafka im shtei harias harishayin esayim imayin sasam. Right? Now, dafka, these two rias were from a mayan sasam. Tanu b'yoyim shabay esil haria. That's the day that she started seeing. Alim ria rishayin ashniya haisam imayin pasuach. But if the Riya Rishayna, or the second one, is from a Mayan Pesuach, right? How's that? And she rots the Beis Nisan. Well, Acham can rots the Aleph Iyar, and Nimsh Chariyas the Beis Iyar. Well, Acham can rots the Beis Iyar, meaning that she saw Beis, Aleph Beis. Then that doesn't work. It only works if it's Beis Aleph, not Beis Aleph Beis.
Unless there's an Aleph after that, then you... That's
then you could start with the other stuff. Yeah.
Start with other stuff.
Yeah. You could go Aleph Beis, Aleph Beis, Aleph Beis. Make it clear that way.
Yeah.
So Lord cover that.
But still, if you see Beis, Beis, Aleph, Aleph, you have, in order to be, have to start Beis again in order for that.
Either it has to be every other
one.
No, but
Beis, Beis, and you get Aleph, Aleph. You have to wait until you get the third Aleph to be.
I don't know.
No, or maybe it's just keeps
on
continuing
in Beis.
Right, maybe Beis, maybe it sticks to Beis.
What about Aleph Beis?
Until you lose the Kavua.
You won't lose
it. Not losing it because every time she's on Aleph, we look at it like it's Beis. No.
I don't know.
That could be too.
Was that an Aleph Beis?
If someone has to know enough,
who would have realized?
Someone has to know enough.
They don't. So sometimes when people are Be'erach, you know, you tell guys that when they're Be'erach, the same day. So
the program doesn't spit out this type of.
Yeah, does it?
Be prepared.
It's what program?
You're getting close to Kavua.
What program?
Oh, I don't know if it does that.
Send you a text message.
What program?
Like mint.com.
1 month.
You're over your budget.
What program? Make
account, that's the scroll.
It shouldn't do that. No, wouldn't that be helpful?
You got to be careful with
Coin to calendar.
You're
pushing your credit
limits.
No,
that
makes sense.
No, that won't work.
Wow. You think you got to do it?
No.
Just
two consecutive.
I'm trying to figure it out. Two doesn't do anything. We need three.
No, Aleph went into Beis and then Beis Beis.
First two have to be from a sophomore.
And in a perfect world. What are you saying?
That's more of a chiddush that they say this thing would be this would apply by vest too. You could have a vest hafloga from kviyus of two riyas from a mayan sasum and the shlishis mimayin pasuach. Right, that's already much more of a chiddush.
What? Why is that more of a chiddush?
Because on Hafloga, I guess it's not, I mean, Hafloga normally you're working with the amount of time in between the periods.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, Hafloga is not a time, a chiddush is relegated to time. So you say, okay, so it started coming instead of instead of Beis, it started coming Aleph.
But yeah, Hafloga, it's an interval, it's a time, it's an interval.
So I guess you're going to say the same svara. Yeah.
It's an interval.
Now, how do we paskin Ladino? At least, how does he paskin? Ladino, Kaimelon Shim Rasa Ba'ifen Hanal Kaivaz.
That means it's halachah ma'aseh.
She's kaveya the vet. Avorak lechumra. Right, the Zigris Marshan. Even this is rak lechumra.
This is what we're not gonna like.
What does that mean, rak lechumra?
This is something we're not gonna like.
Yes. You know, whenever you see a kviyas vest lechumra. That's, you know, you want to stay away from that. Because why? Velochein. Zricha lachshish b'chaydash haba bein la'alef tamuz or bein la'beis tamuz. You need to be chashish for both days.
That was what you said,
right?
What?
Yeah.
No, that's what we were saying.
Yeah, but you were saying it because of a different sheet. Here he's saying we have to be all look at the chumra. Right?
We just want to argue with you. It's okay.
It's very far as I understood him.
Yeah? So we're good? Umbevazle, society says, Tuchalashish kam lechof test, even shu shir haflogam, baby allow it. Of course, you also need to be separating the other days too. Just because you're being chashish for a kavua on bays, doesn't mean you still don't have to keep the haflogam and the bainin. V'chein lalamat zivam shemoy the bainin.
What you're saying, we're better off now.
I think this is
the
way that's the way that melts pot. So the bottom line is when Isha sees two days, and then the next month, the day before, you just
or
add
2 days.
Or
2 days
before.
That cycle.
Or 3 days before.
Oh,
well,
we said that before. We
said
that
before.
As long as the day...
Within the month.
I don't know. It could be it's only a day.
It's all far-fetched now.
I don't remember.
Three, four days before.
It's only 1 day. Could be it's only 1 day.
So it makes sense 1 day.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Why?
Because 1 day is... Because we're saying moves into... At the beginning. Three, 4 days is not the beginning anymore.
What do you mean?
The 5 days.
You have to wait 5 days? Well, of course.
Really?
What do you have to do with that?
Why do you have to wait 5 days? I'm saying, so they don't... to say it's part of the 5 days, it's not necessarily.
Doesn't make sense that it would be part of 5 days.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, I get it.
Well, that's not necessarily.
The day after makes sense, not necessarily the fifth day, because the fifth day is a mandatory day anyway. It may not be the.
You may not show anybody leaving?
Right, you think?
I am clueless to what you're saying.
He's saying that a woman a woman is tummy for at least 5 days.
No,
even if she doesn't.
But we're talking about
days.
Vestas, what she has to be cursed for the next month.
But he's saying it doesn't make sense. That would be 5 days, the fifth day.
Why?
Because the fifth day is mandatory 5 days.
But some people really do bleed for 5 days.
What he's saying is that even if a woman doesn't bleed for 5 days,
even the fifth
day, 5 days is mandatory.
Talking, right, that's why we're only talking about cases in which she bleeds. He's saying 3, 4, or 5 days if she's bleeding.
But it doesn't make sense that it would be 3, 4, or 5 days.
Yeah, but we're talking about theoretically, let's say next month she got pregnant. Let's say this month she got pregnant. What does she have to separate to next month? And she didn't take a pregnancy test yet.
And
what
she
5 days?
And
she didn't see.
No,
he's saying does this come back after the pregnancy, though? What did we say about Kavua after the pregnancy?
Comes back, yeah.
Say Kavua.
Well, yeah. How do you would we make of?
Really, it can come back. You have to prove it, no?
It depends. That's the machlokes. It's whether it's next or not.
No, I'm saying the Kavua has to be present.
A Kavua comes back with an automatic
No, right afterwards.
Not Neka. Whether it's neck or not, that's the machlokes of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the
How is that possible?
The Ramosha, yeah.
How is that possible? Maybe it change, women change after pregnancy.
Maybe.
She comes to the shir.
I did come to the shir. What was that?
I think that was shir 48.
How?
50. This is 51.
No
shir
way,
51.
Really?
No, but
how many did I make? How many did I come to?
When did we start?
Yeah.
Well, we skipped a lot
years.
Of weeks.
So. Two summers and...
Yeah. I've been here for a while.
This is sure,
2 6 weeks.
We should have celebrated. It's your 51. Huh? Oh, yeah. We're
50 would have
been Puerto
Rico? Does the one from the country count?
I didn't mean
it. It
like
no,
in and out.
No, it doesn't count. I didn't record
the fly,
it.
The flies.
Jelly belly.
Right.
Jelly belly, right.
I didn't mean it. Yeah.
Where is Jelly?
Oh, he's still there? He's stuck there?
No. He's working.
No,
business trip.
Extended he came back with his wife is still there too?
Everyone's there.
Oh.
They work together, so
next week, Monday. Monday night.
I know Ben. Yeah.
Haku's there.
Ready?
Took it down for you then.
Kol Isha Shein Lo Ves Kavua. Tzricha Lo Ves Lo Ves Lo. So any Isha that does not have a Ves Kavua needs to be Chashish Lo Ves Lo Ves Lo. Right? Movad. Shana chashash is shel veshein akavur. Besides for the other chashashes of veshein akavur. Right? I don't mean in a cold man, a woman does not have a vesh kavur, she needs to be chashash for inavinus. The geshnum shalish sheetas now inavinus is three sheetas. What inavinus? This can get a little confusing. Is yoy machaydash.
Isn't that yoy
machaydash? Oh, you're going to ask, isn't yoy machaydash yoy machaydash?
Right.
That's a good
question.
Question,
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. You always have the best.
Yoyim HaChodesh. That's the Shita Sashach. And then
Noah.
There's Yoyim Lamed L'Riyasa, or the 30th day. That's the popular one. And Yoyim... What? And Yoyim Lamed Aleph L'Riyasa, then there's the 31st.
And we have both.
What's the 31st? It's not popular.
No,
Shash, it's
all
12,
no? Well,
Ladino...
Is
No, Rosh Hashanah did not hold both.
I'm going to kill Madeline.
My father held both.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, your father held both.
Uladina Kaimelon Sha'ayna Be'enis Hi Yayim Lamed L'Riyasa. Uladina, we hold that the Ayna Be'enis is the 30th day. Ulechumra Noigim Lifrash Gabi Yayim Lamed Aleph. And Lechumra, the minig is to separate also on the 31st.
What is the 31st day, though? What is that?
What is it?
The 31st
day. We'll get to it. Ach b'aynes, or Zeruah shall yom lamed aleph l'riyasa esher l'hakol. But the aynes or Zeruah from the 31st day that you don't have to be worried about. And then he says in brackets, yeshu kosu sheb'ayin and v'aynes yesh lach shesh l'yayim u l'layla. But the aynes v'aynes, you have to be chashish for the yayim and l'layla. Not the or Zeruah. I am b'aynes, look in the aynes.
Your father holds all Zeruahs. Not be until Peru, right?
Right.
Just making sure he's right on all the other parts.
So now again, it's Yom HaChodesh, Yom Lamed, and Yom Lamed Aleph. Now the Shach basically holds that the Yom HaChodesh is the Ayin HaBeinu. He has many rayos to it. So there's rayos for and there's rayos against the Shah. Right? Meaning on a chaser, it's going to be...
Not for me, whether you hold the
30th. No, it's one second. According to the Shach, 6 months a year, the Ein Aveinu is going to be on the 30th day.
Right.
And 6 months a year is going to be on the 31st day.
Right. Why?
It's
because it's the Yom HaChodesh.
Right.
So if, like this past month, we had 30 days. So that means the Vest HaChodesh is going to be the 31st day always.
Right. So it's never really an issue anyway. Why 6 months of the year?
If you're Masmer, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, then you're covering all the sheets. Right?
But we're not.
We choose one with everything else. Why can't we?
We're not.
I'm thinking in halach, we always choose. We pass like the shach, we pass like the shach. Why need it? We pass like the shach and the chaz. And
the Torah. The Torah doesn't need it.
So why? What does it mean? Why can't
the Torah? He said in one of the shiur that you're not allowed to do that. He said in one of the shiur that you're not supposed to be machmer like two mandamrim.
What
is the Gemara
hold,
that says
like
that? You listen to that?
I don't know.
Did you listen to the one that it's called like the making of a tshuva or whatever?
Yeah.
That he says in there, you're not allowed to pass in the chumra like what's on
that? Okay, neither there's a lot of chumra.
Special exemption for passing in the chumra?
It's our people. That we took upon ourselves.
Okay, yeah, but you understand the shach, she's in it, the shach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a chumra at all. It's fakir, it's a kula.
Cool.
If you would hold strictly like the shach, it's the yom chodesh and finished. Right? Then you have yom lamed l'riyasa. Or you have yom lamed aleph. Now the reason for yom lamed aleph is pshat that how do you count the Ein Aveinu? Do you count it with the first day or do you not? How do you calculate 30 days?
I always remember.
When it says 30 days, does it mean 30 days including the day she got her period?
Well, either way, you have
if
to
you
do
say
it.
It's including, so it's the 30th day. If you say it's without that day,
either way, you either include it and then you don't include it when you're counting next month, or you don't include it and you count that day.
What?
Okay? that made no sense.
Yeah, let's say it's the 15th, right? It's the 15th, right? The next month will be, let's say, the 15th, right? Mm-hmm. So either you count 15, 16, 17, 18, and it goes to the 14th, or you count 16, 17, 18, and it goes to the 15th.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
But it's still 30 days.
But it matters which day it ends up on.
No, but it's still 30 days.
No, but it's
if you're
still
counting 30 days...
Granted, but if you're counting the way we normally count, it's really going to be 31 days.
Why?
Because the way we count our floggers is we always count the day that she got a period.
Fine, so then you don't count the day.
Good, so then, but Lamai said the way we count, it's either on the 30th day or the 31st day. Right? Now, there's an interesting thing. What's Pshat in Ein Aveinu? Like, why did the Chacham say that you have to keep the 30th day?
She's
going to
sleep.
Why 30?
Because that's Yom
HaKodesh.
That's what
she... That's the moon. Not
the Yom HaKodesh.
According to the
Shach,
it's the Yom
HaKodesh. Yom
HaKodesh
means 30 days.
The moon. Everything's on the moon.
Then, so that's the Shach. Then that's the Yom HaKodesh.
But that's 30 days.
The Pshat is that the average woman...
Once every 30 days.
See, doesn't go 30 days without getting a period. This is what I used to think. For the average woman is... that you. I'm telling you that the average woman...
That's not the case now.
Not,
yeah,
the
that?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What? That they do?
So that's not the case now. So it is the case now.
So no, I earn a machine from 5 o'clock on the tape. Punked his one tape on Vestas in my car. And he said that the Pshat is not... It's not Pshat average. I think it's the mean. Which one goes... Which one doesn't
mean
average?
The
mean is the middle.
Mode is...
Median is the
mean
middle.
Mean is the middle.
Mean is the average.
No, mean is the
average.
Middle.
No, mean is the average.
I think it's the mode.
When you ask him, he took
the... The Kitzur Amaisa, what it is shot that they took a poll, let's say, of 1,000 women. The most women saw on the 30th day, right? I think it's the mode.
Good.
The most women saw on the 30th day.
You should know that.
Not shot that the average saw on the
30th day.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
I don't know, and I don't know how he knows this, because
he brought that somewhere.
It must be, but he didn't say it was a shame. I didn't I never came across anybody that says it. Not that I've seen everything. But it's just an interesting fact that it's not the average.
Easy. I call him.
Oh, yeah.